25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Question of the day on the Good Day program has to do with why Andy Griffith was not in memoriam last night on the Oscars.
What's up with that?
It doesn't seem somebody must have really
messed
up.
Did he do movies?
Andy
Griffith?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, did a lot of movies. Yeah. So, at any rate, that's right. Kind of a major faux pas. Other than that, Roberta, did you watch the Oscars last night?
Yes, I did.
And you thought?
I thought Seth was adequate.
Adequate, yes.
Adequate, but this year's crop of movies were just fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best we've had in a long time, so I really enjoyed watching it.
All right. All of us have watched it to a certain extent. I watched it more last night than I ever have, at least in my memory, and I don't know. Richie said why, and I don't know why. I just decided I wanted to. There were a lot of things about it that I liked, a lot of things about it that I didn't like, some mediocre things, as Roberta suggested, some of the commentary. I was taken back a little bit. By the way, this is Good Day. Hello. It's Monday. Roberta Fasanelli is here, our queen of cheap. Rich McFadden. Jennifer is still having a serious problem with her. She's got coming out of a rash or an allergy or something.
The allergy.
Really bothering her. So she will not be with us. As a matter of fact, I will take, I don't know, what else is there on television to talk about other than the Oscars last night?
Pretty much that was it.
Right. William Shatner, what did you think of him, Roberta?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was good.
That was very funny.
I always love seeing Bill Shatner.
Yeah, very funny.
All right, so the poll today, what did you like most about last night's Oscars? Seth MacFarlane, Barbara Streisand, the James Bond tribute, Michelle Obama, the movie musical tribute, anything else?
And what James Bond tribute?
Well, it was ridiculous. I was hyped. Like, you wouldn't believe they were going
to
all be there.
Yeah, the tribute to the music.
That was it.
With video, and yeah, that was it. Halle Berry, and boom, that was it.
Yep. Barbara Streisand was good. I was taken back by Michelle Obama, and it isn't, I don't know whether, at that point in the show, maybe you don't care, but I thought, has there ever been another first lady who's done that?
Hey, listen, if they can have a talking stuffed animal present one of the awards, why not have the, quote-unquote, FLOTUS do it, too?
First lady?
First lady of the United States. Yeah, that's your
Twitter
handle.
That stuffed animal, though, amazed me.
Ted.
Yeah, I kept saying, how do they do that?
I don't know. I want to know that myself. How did they do that?
Like climbing up a stool? I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and his eyes were blinking. So it's all been, it's got to be some kind of green screen thing.
A green screen
where it's all been pre-recorded on video, and then it's just, he's not really there.
Really?
You think so?
Yeah. It's got to be something like that.
I don't know.
You think they really had a stuffed animal climb the stool?
I don't know. With today's animatronics, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd want to know more about that. I wouldn't give green the Richie side. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's something else.
When they admit that 94% of the Life of Pi Tiger was fake.
Yeah.
And you look at every other movie that's pretty much fake.
It's all only computer graphics.
Right. You really think the little bear climbed up on top of the stool himself?
Well, how did they meld it into... Well, green screen is something you have to do in a studio in an editing room.
Right.
How do you do that on a live show?
The people in the audience didn't see the bear.
Really?
They were looking at a video screen off to the side watching what we were watching.
Huh. All right. Well,
it was motion capture.
Right.
Ted is Seth MacFarlane and was computer generated using motion capture technology. That's like what they did with Gollum and Lord of the Rings.
So it wasn't. Yeah, but how do they?
He wasn't there.
It wasn't on the real screen. Is that what you're saying?
He wasn't on the real stage.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah.
All right. So other than politics, how about Mrs. Obama? Did you like her appearance?
I like Michelle Obama, I couldn't figure out why she was there.
I couldn't either. Other than the political
payoff. I was like, what's
the
point of this?
Right.
Right.
It makes sense to me.
You know, Hollywood.
Me either. Well, but I think that's a generalization that has become simplistic.
But no, I didn't even give that a thought. Why was she there?
I did. I thought it was very out of place.
Yeah, and you're right.
Very out of place.
It is, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I thought that the boob song was out of place.
I thought it was funny.
A lot of people thought it was
funny. Thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was hysterical.
Yes,
I thought it was
a family show.
When,
here's the way to tell. This is not from our point of view. The average
I watched
family,
it with my 8-year-old son.
And what did you say to him? Did he know what a boob was?
Yeah, but you know, boob.
He knows what a boob is.
Is a funny. Of course he does.
He does. Okay.
Of course, and it's a funny word.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's a funny word. So, but when Seth MacFarlane told Captain Kirk, just to be clear, I'm not part of the Hollywood gay men's chorus. And he said, "Don't worry, in 2015 you will be."
Will be. Yeah. All right. Yeah, the Shatner thing was very...
Yeah, it was funny.
Good stuff. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. You can share with us what you like most about the Oscars. Either go to the trouble of calling is no trouble, or you can just go to the Doug Steffen website and tell us what you thought with a connection to the poll. With regard to last night, I think we all agree the James Bond tribute was a big fizzle. Michelle Obama, why? The musicals. I thought that actually some of the things. I'll tell you something. I am, the more I see of this kid, remember a couple of years ago I said, who's this Channing Tatum? What a, that can't be his real name. Why is he in this movie? He's a faker. Well, he happens to be a friend of my son. My son says he's a wonderful guy. And he is actually sort of falling into every movie you see, he's in. He's got a role, big role, small role.
Yeah.
He's in every movie.
He had a dance routine in the opening number of the
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get at, Richie.
Yeah.
He and Charlize, what's her name?
Charlize Theron.
They came across very well, I thought, in that opening number. I thought they both had, and he's sort of, I'm told that he's just taking it all in stride. He's not taking it seriously. He kind of gets a kick out of it. And you know, Theron is a big celebrity now. And for him to get matched with her, that says something about what the producers think is his potential, or at least his value in being up there. Because all the girls, the young girls, absolutely love this guy. Love, love, love him. You don't even know who I'm talking about, do you, Roberta?
Yes, the guy who danced.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the movies that he's been in.
No,
have you seen any movie that he's been in?
No.
I don't think so. But
In fact, I thought the name belonged to a woman at first.
Well, remember I said, you may not remember this, Richie and I got into this a couple of years ago, or it wasn't, yeah, I think it was, wasn't me, I think it was more Jennifer, because I said, how does a man get called Channing Tatum?
He
made up the name, taking Tatum O'Neill and what's her face, Channing,
Carol Channing,
and put the name together, but it's not true,
voice.
Now it's his real name. And he was a stripper before he became an actor. That's how.
But a Chippendales guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have
and
a movie.
And that's why they were teasing him about the when he went up to present, he was being teased about the wax. Who was he presenting with? Who was it that was teasing him? Remember?
That was after I went.
No, it was early. It was fairly early on. It wasn't late in the show. Anyway. A lot of good conversational moments that you'll be talking about today, and that's what we're happy to talk about here. And matter of fact, what we're going to also be talking about is what Roberta's got for us, the cheem of queep. Good, Doug. The queen of cheem.
The cheem of queep.
The cheem of queep, yes. What do we have today, Roberta?
I like it. We've got deals on entertainment books and coffee that's cheap and deals on The Gap and deals on just married signs, all coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
Deals on wheels in 2 minutes here on Good Day.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers,
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Help you.
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the gear? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so sweet. Smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a cake.
Twist the Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
She's the queen of cheapness, the diva of dumpster
diving. Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I always like it when somebody's selling something and they always say, and more. And it really isn't more. It's just, you know, that's a sales gimmick. Roberta has promised more than just the items that are available at 7-Eleven and the Gap. So let's see if she delivers on her promise.
Well, we've got entertainment books. Now, you know those books that have all the coupons in them? Well, they're on sale now for $19.99 and free shipping. Yes, the price will go down as the months go on, but it's still a great deal right now. And actually, if you're thinking about summer vacation or you're going to visit, let's say, grandma or somebody who lives in a different city, these are great deals. Buy a book for the city that you're going to visit. You can save lots of bucks. So we have all the information for you at the Queen of Cheap section on how to get the entertainment books. 7-Eleven, they're doing $1 Coffee Wednesdays all through February. So this Wednesday will probably be the last one. But just reminding you, if you want a coffee for a buck, go to 7-Eleven. Gap, an incredible deal going on at Gap right now. Today, if you go to Gap.com and use our special coupon code, which we have at DougStephan.com, you get 30% off. Tomorrow, it goes down to 25% off. And Wednesday, it goes down to 20% off. So basically, don't waste time. If you're going to go shopping at the Gap and use these special codes, do it today. And from Progressive, they've got Just Married signs that you can get for free. This kind of falls into the category.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you go to the website and you put in your name and you put in your wedding date and they'll send you a nice big sign that you could tack on the end of your car along with a string and tin cans. Yeah. Just Married. Right. You'll find all of this at the Queen and Chief section at DougStephan.com.
All right, what do these folks have in common? Clint Eastwood, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, and Miley Cyrus. That answer coming. Actually, that's a 2020 News Quiz question. 21 after on Good Day.
Time and
time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A lot of people thought Shirley Bassey did an extraordinary job singing. This is the number three James Bond movie, the theme from Goldfinger. Stand-up performance. I didn't think there were too many standing ovations either last night, were there?
I thought she was better than Streisand.
Wow.
She still got that power behind her voice.
Yeah, she belted it out, that's for sure.
She did. I try, you know, you can never quite, because it's not a studio, you can never quite replicate the exact sound of what something like this will sound like, if you will, listening to, you know, big speakers and with all kinds of production values.
But, well, Adele, I mean, she was able to belt it out, too. She's got a strong, strong voice. Yeah.
But, you know, with Adele, she does it so effortlessly.
Yeah.
It looks like she's doing nothing, you know. She's unbelievable.
She's a trained operatic singer, and you can see that from her build. She's built like an operatic singer.
Yeah.
And has plenty of heft behind her. She's a diaphragmatic singer.
Right.
You know what that means?
Yes.
If you're an
operatic
singer.
She's from the diaphragm.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You've got plenty there.
It's brilliant.
There's two different ways of singing. There's your diaphragm voice and your head voice.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this woman is wonderful. And she's, 25 years old?
She's amazing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. She was very shy in accepting the award, I thought. You know, she's very British. And the way she...
Reserved.
Very
cheeky.
Reserved. Yeah, right. Yeah. I cracked this up, Richie. I think it's the first time I can remember that a James Bond movie got as much attention. This Skyfall from this year got a couple of different awards, including this one.
This song is so Bond-sounding. It like just encompasses James Bond.
Yeah, she really captured that.
And it makes you wonder, how did they come up with that Bond sound anyway? I mean,
amazing.
You look at any of the Bond songs, even as different, like Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Even though it's a rock song, it's very Bond.
Yes. You can hear the Bond influence.
You know?
Yeah, you can. Adele Atkins, we finally figured out what her last name was, because she got credit for being the writer of this song. So good for her and good for Shirley Bassey. As we've said before, the James Bond tribute kind of fizzled last night because there were no actors. There were no James Bond actors there, and that disappointed a lot of
people. Sean Connery, you know?
Sean, yeah, exactly. We wanted to see Timothy Dalton or any of the others.
Daniel Craig.
Roger Moore, or Daniel Craig.
Right. Yeah, you didn't see Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
You think you would have brought them all up on stage? They're all still alive, aren't they?
Yeah, right. Originally, they were going to do that, and then Pierce Brosnan said he wasn't going to show up. And maybe that's what...
So maybe they scrapped the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, but why not at least get Sean Connery and Roger Moore up there?
Exactly. Right, because they were the real...
Yeah,
that was
the
franchise
guys,
before Daniel Craig came along. Although I did like Pierce Brosnan as 007.
Yeah, Brosnan, he was great. Yeah. Okay. Was even fun.
Yeah, he was not suspected, but he was fine. 888-302-3684. Time now for a 2020 news quiz question. I offered it to you a few minutes ago. I will repeat it now, and then again in a few moments. Clint Eastwood, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise and Miley Cyrus all have something in common. 888-302-3684. What do you think it could be?
They all like the word punk?
That's an interesting speculative way. I'm not going to give you an answer.
I cannot think of any other reason that the four of those would be.
In a manner of speaking, that's pretty accurate, even though you didn't know you were on it. They have been punked in a way. How so?
Oh.
Clint Eastwood, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, Miley Cyrus, even Justin Bieber has had this same thing happen to him in the past month. What is it? Why do they appear on the same list?
And Ashton Kutcher has his show punked.
Yep. 888-302-3684.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products. And that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. All to help you reduce injuries and downtime. And keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep. Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink. Recline and
mix a stiff drink. At this time of the morning, I'm going to be...
Hey, man, it's Monday. Everybody needs a little extra something-something.
All right, let's move on. It's 33 after the hour with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of the conversation today about the Oscars from last night. Here's a question about some prominent actors, and it's our 2020 News Quiz question. What does Clint Eastwood, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, Miley Cyrus, and Justin Bieber, what do they all have in common?
They've all got the Bieber fever.
Not quite. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Can you figure out what it is they have in common? It's fairly simple. Maybe a little common sense will draw the thread. As a matter of fact, Clint Eastwood became the latest one to join this club over the weekend. So what does he have in common with these other folks? Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, Miley Cyrus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 888-302. You know, Roberta, your breathing is driving me nuts.
Oh, I'll just kill myself then.
No, don't kill yourself. Just
stop breathing.
Stop breathing at the microphone. Hey. All right. Hello. So, a couple of recalls for those of you who are doing shopping or may have done some shopping. Kellogg's has recalled a number of its cereal brands because there's glass in the, or the risk of glass in the boxes. So if I were you, I wouldn't be buying any Kellogg's cereals until there's an all clear.
This is the third one of these recalls we've had. Like
as many weeks.
There was a Smithfield sausage last week.
Right.
That had plastic in it.
Right.
And then the week before it was, what was it, the baby?
There was a, there was a manicotti or some.
Yeah, there was a pasta that had some kind of glass in it. You know, what is going on with the automation in these factories that they can't keep the parts of the parts that are putting the stuff together out of
it? You just answered your own question. It's all automated. Nobody's watching. So the stuff gets done from... Did you see on how it's... if there's some... I don't know how in the world. I think I woke up early on Saturday morning and I turned on the television set.
How It's Made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And it was a story about how...
My kids love that show.
Blocks of cheese get ground up into the bags that you see them in the supermarket.
The shredded cheese.
Yeah, right. It was pretty
that show. That show is dangerous because you can get stuck on that show for hours.
But it's helpful. I mean, in a way, that's a good example of television being a teaching tool.
Oh, my kids very love it. They will sit there and watch YouTube segments of it.
All right. Also being recalled this weekend, a lot of spinach under the brand Taylor Farms.
Yeah.
Taylor Farms spinach.
Let me guess.
E. coli.
Bagged.
Yeah, it's all bagged.
Yeah.
Right. Why would any of you, we say this over and over and over and over and over and over, it just makes no sense buy anything
you put
in bags.
Wet vegetables into a bag, and what do you think's going to grow in there?
Yeah, right. Nothing that's going to help you one way or the other. Also, the Smithfield, it was, Richie, 38,000 pounds of pork sausage. We think that's going to cost Smithfield. That's part of the recall. So, a little,
unless you don't mind a little bit of rubber gloves in your sausage. Huh. Thing,
rubber glovey, you're the one.
Hey, and the sausage comes in a case anyway, right?
Sausage.
What do they make the case out of?
Plastic.
When they make sausage links. What's the case made of?
Isn't sausage casing traditionally the intestine?
Yes.
I think you're right.
Traditionally, yes.
It's the stretched intestine. Yeah. Mm. Right. Yum, huh? Yum. Rebecca Marino, who knows who she is?
I do not.
Richie doesn't know. Roberta, you know who Rebecca Marino is? Rebecca Marino is quite a good tennis player.
I do know who she is.
Okay. She became a rising star a couple of years ago. She went from 192nd place to 38th in less than a year.
I told you the story of her last week.
How did you tell me? What was the story about her?
Remember?
I don't remember.
Go ahead. It's the same story.
You didn't remember it either.
I didn't know
who she was.
I didn't remember her name.
Being bullied?
Tennis. Yeah.
Being bullied. Yeah. She took 7 months off. I don't remember the story from your perspective. And I didn't know that this was... This is just another one of these cases. I guess the reason I'm thinking about it is because we have so much focus on bullying. She's come back. But I was tying it up, Richie, sort of...
No, she quit. What? She's done. She quit tennis.
No, she's back on the tour, supposedly, according to what I'm looking at.
As of last week, the story that I had read about her is that she was just, she could not handle all of the negative tweets.
She came back. If you go to, exactly. But this sort of ties in to what the Twitter stuff involving some of the dresses that the women were wearing last night and the horrible things. The horrible, horrible,
horrible
thing.
Hey, but when you put yourself out in public like that, but yeah, here you are.
I got
this. Is one of the biggest nights of your life going out to the Oscars as an actress, and you spend all this time and effort and money trying to find just the right dress, and then you just get panned.
Well, but it's not only that. There were a lot of Twitter comments about Jennifer. What's the lady's name that fell down on the steps? She got the best actress, Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, what is the matter with people? Why in the world would you make fun of somebody for something like that? And the bullying in general, I thought it was interesting. Richie, I did see, you can check it, I'm sure you will if you haven't already, you're working on it. Marino, coming back last week, said the following. Don't be afraid of the stigma of bullying. Talk about bullying. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you're bullied or cyberbullied or somebody's harassing you, it's better to be open. Talk about it. Mm-hmm. Somebody, and don't hold it inside. When people hurt you over and over, think of them like sandpaper. They may scratch, and it hurts a bit, but in the end, you end up polished, and they end up useless. That was pretty. That's pretty poignant stuff, actually. So anyway, you'll find out. But this particular angle on it says that she's back as of last week.
Good. I hope she is.
Anyway, there are a lot of people making fun of the president and Tiger Woods, and I don't know why that. Well, I guess the point is the president was off when there were a lot of important things going on here, sort of starstruck with Tiger Woods.
Right. There's a couple things. 2 years ago, when Tiger Woods was going through all of his drama, would you have ever thought
he would be
be playing golf with the president?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was just kind of a PR no-no for anybody.
Yes.
And I guess now,
on either side.
And then the other thing is, okay, is it cool of the president to say, you know what, I don't care what people think. I want to play golf with the guy. I like the guy. I'm going to hang with him, and people can say what they want to say.
Apparently, the president's not a very good golfer.
Oh, I think he is. Nobody's a good golfer when you're playing next to Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, right, exactly. 888-302-3684. Nobody's come up with the right answer for the celebrity quiz. What is it that Eastwood and Kutcher...
It's actually pretty funny.
...and Cyrus and Cruz have in common? The answer coming up here on Good Day. Right now, though, I have an answer for those of you who may not even know what the question is. The question has to do with how you're feeling, gentlemen. Are you Richie's age? Are you my age? Somewhere in between? Are you lacking energy and lacking enthusiasm and just basically living a blah life? If that's the case, you probably don't have enough testosterone, and the way to fix that isn't a probably, it is a definitive go by T-Gen with NitroBoost. Testosterone in your system, that's what T-Gen is. NitroBoost is nitric oxide. Both of them act to enhance all kinds of physical experiences, bring them to a whole new level, whether you're working out or you're making love or whatever it is that you want the extra boomba for. This gives it to you. T-Gen with NitroBoost. Make no mistake. This ingredient that is a part of T-Gen and then NitroBoost is safe, it's natural, and it has been tested. Otherwise, they couldn't sell it. So, you want something that works when it counts and where it counts? Call 800-631-6443. Mention Doug Steffen, get it at half price. 800-631-6443. So I got all kinds of things here. Everything is working better in your body. You're able to try this product, use it, and get a money-back guarantee. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the price. T-Gen with NitroBoost. The name almost explains it all, doesn't it? 800-631-6443.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome!
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Danny, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
The IT card.
The IT.
IT card. Card. Roberta and Rich and Doug at 14 before the hour. Okay. Anyone want to take a shot at this? Clint Eastwood, Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, Miley Cyrus. Roberta, what do they have in common?
I have no idea.
But closer to the microphone, please, Roberta.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. All right. Richie?
I went to TMZ and found out. It's hysterical.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of funny.
They're getting punked in that, apparently,
one called swatting.
Swatting, where people call the police and report that that there's an assault being taken on your house right now.
Yeah.
Right. For Clint Eastwood's house, it was reported that several men with assault weapons had attacked his house and somebody had been shot. So, of course, the police run, get there, and there's nothing going on.
Yep. Same thing happened at Ashton Kutcher's house, Miley Cyrus, Tom Cruise. It's an epidemic here in Los Angeles. And then the police spend the rest of the day there getting their pictures taken with all the celebrities, and that's what's annoying a lot of the locals, anyway. We were talking about recalls a few minutes ago. IKEA. Jennifer got me to go to the IKEA store over in Burbank. I'd never been in an IKEA store before.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured this is a furniture retailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big store, but they serve food.
Yeah, they have like a little dining area.
Okay. So this weekend, they halted all sales of all meatballs.
Oh, the meatballs are great.
Because horse meat is being used in their meatballs. They make the meatballs in Sweden.
Nay!
They're labeled as beef and pork.
Nay!
They ship them around the world.
How many
meatballs? So if you've had a meatball at an IKEA, you've been eating horse meat.
How many meatballs would you like, sir?
All right. So, and apparently they've traced it back to an Irish slaughterhouse that's labeling horse meat as beef and shipping it out. So it was found in Gulasch in Germany last week. It was found on the IKEA meatball. It's probably better. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Roberta or Richie at DougStephan.com. I'm interested in trying to figure out what some people think. Is this...
What's more disgusting? to have eaten some meat and find out that there was horse meat in it.
Yeah.
Or to have stayed at that hotel in Los Angeles and showered and brushed your teeth in the water where the dead woman
definitely
had drowned in the water tank on top of the hotel.
Yeah, definitely the water. Lovely.
The water, yeah, I would have to agree.
Mike says, I ate some and was able to outrun my dogs for 2 days. You would think, let's see who said this, Hurley says, you'd think horse meat would be more expensive. Let's see, Ralph says, and that fish fry you went to last Friday, Asian carp, is that the new white fish?
Yeah.
As I was looking, we went to a restaurant. Jack was visiting me over the weekend. Jack
Stockwell
and his wife, and we went to a restaurant. You look at all the fish that's out on the thing, and you think, oh, this looks pretty good. That looks pretty good. Let's see, what else? Of course, there are all these people. Tex does the, no, I can't do a horsey whinny, but. All right, the new thing is called, they're called Swedish horse balls.
No.
So the horses are going,
that's what it is. Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Roberta. That made my day.
A couple of large
you
quiz.
Do the horse, yeah. All right, 51 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
Less expensive way to detoxify your body.
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've heard about Oregon use colloidal silver for years, but did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Your cold, cold heart.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Good Day program with his overview of some of the important news that he's researched from multiple sources. He's like all the other good doctors that are practicing. They keep up with the trades. They keep up with the times. Because, as you've explained many times on the air, Ken, you can't. I think you said once, actually, that most of the things that you learned in school are kind of obsolete now.
I would say 90% of what I do today, I did not learn in medical school.
Wow! So what's the point of going?
Well, you need a good basement.
Somebody's got to give you a. They have to get the. What is it? Certified.
Well, I'm sure they're teaching in medical school what you're doing today, and then as everything changes, it changes, and then so do you.
Exactly. Right. Anatomy doesn't change.
No. Well, depends on whether you get older or not. Anyway, Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, so we start off with the question that's been researched time and time again: how do you know if it's a heartburn problem or you're actually having a heart attack.
This is a problem that even the best doctors sometimes get wrong. If you have any doubt, you need to go to the emergency room. But heart attack pain, Doug, may spread to the arm, the jaw, or the throat, which is not likely to happen with indigestion. In addition, heart attack pain may diminish if you sit down and rest. Again, that is not likely with indigestion. How long the pain lasts is also a clue. Heart attack pain will last for a fair amount of time, whereas indigestion, it can be fleeting or can last all day. And this is uncommon for heart-related discomfort. If you are unsure, please get it checked out, because I have seen too many people think they're having indigestion, end up having a heart attack.
All right, so something else in terms of cardiac problems in another trade publication, the ozone level and how it could be connected to a problem with your heart.
Very important journal, Circulation, this week. Doug, cardiac arrests, they're more likely when the levels of air pollution, especially soot-like particles in ozone, have been high in recent days or even hours. Evidence already links airborne particles with heart disease and lung problems, but this is the first article research to show that ozone is an important factor. So when that air is lousy, if you have any heart issues, you may want to stay inside and good air conditioned air.
All right. Here's one that I'm sure we could go on with forever. Some of the best, the greatest patient lies have been put forth in an article. You've heard some beauties, I'm betting.
Absolutely. You know, patients, they do want to please the doctors. So usually if someone has a problem with either alcohol, smoking, or illicit drugs, most doctors will often double what they're hearing as the use. There are also lies that occur about diet, exercise, adherence to medication, sexual histories, taking alternative medicines. And doctors say patients play down symptoms out of fear of a diagnosis or hospitalization. And other patients play up symptoms because they want to obtain such things as a handicap parking permit or a controlled substance.
Right. Yeah, I bet that. But how could you go in and be so silly and say, I don't smoke, Doc, and the doc can smell it all over you?
It happened to me last week.
Did it really? Unbelievable. It did. Yeah. All right, so Dr. Kim, Consumer Reports has done some work on fish oils, and they have been fairly critical of most fish oils, with the exception of Cardiol. You and I like to talk about Cardiol because it really is helpful. You've checked it out. What do you find?
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this all-new natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood, known as triglycerides. We use Cardiol with our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take, just one capsule a day.
I've been in Dr. Ken's office. I see the displays of Cardiol. I see people asking about Cardiol, and you can, as well as the people who are involved with Dr. Ken, take advantage of the opportunity from Cardiol to get you a free 30-day trial. Use Cardiol for 30 days. Call 888-809-6420. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/KEN, and ask for the Dr. Ken free trial. Use this product for a month. Test your blood before and then after. And the folks, by the way, Cardiol can hook you up with a tester as well when you call 888-809-6424. Ask about that. Cardiol.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.